Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart, now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, not an attorney, but I do marketing for Gearhart Law, and I have my own startups and podcasts.
Are you one of the 2 in 5 Americans wanting to start your own business or already a business owner? Stay tuned. This show is about starting and growing your business. Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we learn why and how ordinary people just like you started and grew their businesses, and we also talk about the intellectual property that helps protect your innovations.
But before we get to our guests, it's time for your new business journey. 2 in 5 Americans want to start one. And so we want to find out from our guests today about their business journeys. So the question that we're going to ask is, what was your biggest business mistake and how do you fix it? We're going to go to the Gallups first. Tom, welcome to the show. Tell us about your biggest business mistake.
I would say that for us, starting our chocolate shop, it's so important to know that you got the right seats on the bus filled. And that starts with your architect, and it starts with those people that are going to help you get through planning, and it helps with logistics and just making sure that you've got good teachers, good people who have been there before, done that, and can walk you through. And we, unfortunately, it was a tough mistake, but we hired someone who we thought was a licensed architect.
Did you think he was a licensed architect?
I did, sweetheart.
Okay.
We drew plans up, and let's just say that we lost probably a month.
It was valuable time because our business, we wanted to be open in time for Christmas, a huge chocolate holiday. It's the biggest time of the year for most retailers, but particularly for chocolate. And time sensitive is like an understatement. And the city, being in the city of Beverly Hills is where we're located, it's quite a labyrinth to get everything permitted and approved.
Up to code.
Yeah.
So what did he screw up?
For instance, one of the things, it's really important in our shop to have the plumbing. Plumbing has to be, you've got to have a 3-compartment sink. The health department inspectors are always coming through. And so I think in an effort to try to maybe cut corners, instead of having an actual wall to separate the front of house from the back of house, he had kind of designed almost like a giant armoire where the plumbing was going to go through that. And we were going to be able to save money and cut corners. It was going to be aesthetically pleasing. And at the end of the day, it was, I think the city looked at us and said, what are you guys doing?
What are you trying to pull here?
So that was a bit of a hiccup and it's somewhat costly. But I will say going forward from there,
we found the guy.
The
guy who just knew the right people to talk to and exactly how to get it done. And we were open by Thanksgiving.
Yeah. And we got a contractor. He's still, to this day, a very good friend of ours, but he was tireless. It was almost like he was opening his chocolate shop because he would work till 10 at night.
Amazing.
He was really fantastic. So that's why I talk about the right seats on the bus. Knowing that you've got people that kind of share your vision is so crucial.
And people, especially in a food situation, people who know what the codes are. And even the lighting, the city has very specific details about your lighting. And if somebody doesn't know that, it can set you way back.
So I guess the lesson learned is don't hire a friend, hire a professional.
There you go.
Well, that's great. And like you said, the moral of the story is getting the right persons to do the right things. That's, so important. Mike, tell us about your biggest business mistake and how you fixed it.
Well, it's very similar to Tom and Tara. It comes back to people, and it's really picking the right people. When we started to franchise, we had so many people coming to us organically that were wanting to franchise. And the vetting process is so very important to get the right people, and it takes time. And so you've got people coming at you and throwing $50,000-$60,000 at you. While money's great, there's assumptions that, hey, they see the business, they know what it is, they've done their due diligence, and hey, this person is going to do it the way that you did it. And so we had to really hit the pause button towards the end of 2023 and recalibrate our whole vetting process. And so that probably took us about a month to do, and different types of tests that we have, as well as more questionnaires, and then getting to know them more. Just getting to know the person. is so very important. And because it is a seat on your bus, but for 10 years, you're getting married in a way in franchising for a long time.
You know, I really have to pick up on something you said there because there's so much truth into getting to know the person that you're hiring. You can't really get to know them like you've known somebody for 5 years, but getting to know them as much as you can before you make a commitment to them is so important. And I can say a lot of the mistakes that I've made personally has been being too hasty in hiring somebody and maybe being too trusting. And it sounds to me like one of the things that you did was you really didn't get to know some of the people that you were working with. So now I'm very cautious about hiring people. You know, I hire slowly and I make sure I get to know them before I make a final commitment.
I don't know if any of you ever read any of the books about McDonald's and how the McDonald's franchise started, but it's really funny because he gave one of the first ones to one of his friends and the guy would not do what he told him to do. He did it his own way. So that guy only ever got one franchise while other people got like 10 or 20 franchises and got rich. So yeah, it's a little bit of both, right?
Yeah. Llewellyn, welcome to the show. Tell us about your biggest business mistake and how you fixed it.
Our biggest business mistake was so big, we really couldn't fix it. So I guess I would caution any, you know, buddy starting a business not to expand too quickly, because we saw we had an opportunity to grow our space larger and to take on this more space. What we were doing wasn't where it was projected to be yet, but it was definitely moving in that direction and all was well. So when this other space opened up that was going to cost us more than we could afford if it wasn't going to start producing quickly, then, you know, so we went for it because we didn't want to miss out on this. But we were paying like $20,000 extra a month for 2 years while we tried to permit the space. There's just so much to be learned about, like, not pushing yourself beyond where you're ready to go and knowing where that is.
It's really kind of about taking business risks, right? Because at the time you made the decision, you probably projected that this space was going to be the right size and you were growing at a rate where it probably made sense. You probably got cheaper space because you were able to negotiate a longer term deal on a larger place. But if everything doesn't keep up like you project, then you were either a business genius or it was a business mistake. So, Elizabeth?
I think I did something really dumb. So I had wanted to do this website. I'm still working on it. It's a directory website. And I had actually done it myself with this one piece of software and this one theme and kind of dug into websites a little bit. But I think my biggest mistake, I'm redoing it now, was not knowing enough about websites and how they really work and how they're really put together and what's possible. Not so now I'm going back and watching videos and re-educating myself just on WordPress, because most people do their websites on WordPress. So I'm trying to really learn WordPress and how everything fits together and works, because I have somebody working on a website and I don't know how to talk to him and what to expect, but watch out.
So I have made so many mistakes. I can't even count them all, right? But the one that I think is most instructive is I hired a COO, which is a chief operating officer. And it was one of those situations where he sounded really good and I fell for his line, hook, line, and sinker. And it turned out he didn't really know what he was talking about, but he was able to BS his way with me for 6 months. We ended up going through a software transition that he recommended. He hired the person who was supposed to do it and recommended the software. And it was a complete and total disaster. We have an intellectual property law firm where we rely on deadlines and we have a lot of invoices to be sent out on a monthly basis. We didn't send out any invoices for 2.5 months. Well, we weren't getting paid and I was losing sleep. Most of this gray hair I didn't have before that experience. Now it's very gray. So I think that we did find somebody. It ended up costing us hundreds of thousands of dollars, close to $200,000, to get this person to fix everything. And everything's fine now. Everything's working great.
Knock on wood.
But looking back at it, I just wish I had been a lot more careful. So now I'm like scared to hire anybody.
It sounds a little bit like the takeaway from all of this is vet out your future employees and vendors. Even if you feel like you've got a good take, it's like, oh, I can meet people. They seem like they can do the job. It's like there's a reason that employers ask for references. Really right. Get them out because it's going to save you in the long run.
I think you nailed it, Tom. I think that is a great takeaway.
Especially if they're on Upwork,
yeah.
Fiverr, or one of those gig economy places. They're on there for a reason. Some of them are really good and some aren't so good.
I once had somebody tell me that hiring, you never really know what's going to happen. You can hire people that have great resumes and they'll be a disaster, or you can hire people you're not really sure about, but they turn out to be superstars. So I guess the moral of the story is make sure you vet the people that you hire.
Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 31 markets across the United States. In addition, Passage to Profit has also been recently selected by FeedSpot Podcasters Database as a top 10 entrepreneur interview podcast. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinator Alicia Morrissey and Rissikat Busari. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X,
and on our YouTube channel.
And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.